But I think he's kind of getting boxed into the corner of being portrayed as a single note supporter of war that's had a lot of failures in it, which I think loses some context. The final point I'd make about it, and it's the most kind of inside political one, is the early McCain strategy was to become the traditional front runner, the guy with the most money, the most endorsements, the most everything. And I'm not sure that campaign really fit John McCain. He's not a front runner kind of guy. Rudy Giuliani, based on name, ID, and popularity, Mitt Romney, based on fundraising and early state organization, have both broken through, so there's no front runner now. But I think it could be an opportunity for McCain now to be what he's best at, the scrappy, come-from-behind guy. I think that's a easier campaign for him, and I think if he finds himself in those roots, he may have a comeback.
Does John McCain like doing all the things that you have to do to run for president?
He doesn't particularly like beating contributors out of money. And I think that's one reason he had some trouble. In some ways, I think that's a compliment to him. But the reality of running for president is you got to be good at raising money, because money buys speech, advertising, message. McCain's a fighter. So he likes finding a bully or somebody who's wrong and abusive about it and fighting him, whether it's political or from a policy basis. And that's why I think being a little behind in the polls now and not being kind of the cruising front runner, you know, man in the gray suit organizational candidate, I think this new situation, while at first glance it looks rougher for him, is better trained for the real McCain to do what he does well, which is go out and connect with people and take the sharp side of issues that people may not agree with him on, but he earns some respect for telling the truth.